108.
Go ahead, Jim. Okay, Bill, thank you. The first one is on page E7.
Okay, Jim. Okay, Mike, ready to go. Now I know why Neil was over there.
No, you can't blame it on him. Page E7, under CMRCS preheat, halfway down, where it says up telemetry block. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay, after up telemetry block, insert RCS CM heaters, circuit breakers, 2, close.
Okay.
All they're doing there is just making sure you get your heater circuit breakers closed. The next one is on page E9. Roger, on E9, up near the top, under terminate CMRCS preheat, in the middle there, after CMRCS heaters off, LMP confirm, insert RCS CM heaters, circuit breakers, 2, open. That's just opening those two breakers back up. And the last change is on page 14.
Okay.
Yeah, this one should be a favorite of yours. Near the top, where it says tape recorder, record forward. Are you with me?
Roger.
Insert between tape recorder and record forward, insert command reset high bit rate. Over.
Okay, we got him.
Thank you, Bill. That's all.
Okay, Michael.
How's it going? You want any systems dope?
Yeah, they're hanging together. I haven't even looked at them for the last half an hour. I've been over to the other side.
Yeah, they sure are, Bill. We can get you any specific numbers, whatnot, if you're interested.
Well, I hate to say I wasn't interested, but I don't need any specific numbers right now.
Okay, very good. We concur. That's an aerospace first.
Second thought, how's the Babbitt Rabbit temp doing?
46 degrees, Bill. How's Magellan coming along?
I'm getting a crossed eye looking at this thing. Hey, Mike, as a matter of interest, I've been just looking at the Earth for the last hour and a half, and there's two tremendous storms down there. Not too sure where they are, but the vortexes are huge.
Right, I understand him.
It's your first space weather that's a manned weather forecast from space, and he's not so sure where it's raining, but it's raining somewhere.
Right.
I'd point out that Magellan is not a good analogy. I'd also like to point out that Magellan is not a good analogy. I don't think he made it around.
Not very good.
How about Alfred Chittister?
Roger, Al. I don't know how much detail you can see, Jim, but your sub-spacecraft point is out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, about halfway between Australia and South America.
Roger, okay, the next time I take a look, I'll see what I can see. We're maneuvering to the moon now. We'll see if we can see our shadow.
Seriously, has anyone been able to see the spacecraft from Earth optically?
We don't think so, Bill. We haven't been able to confirm it yet. Coming right down the center line of the airway. If you see any airliners coming the other way, you better move over.
That's the first time the level's been on track for a long time.
Right.
Mike, an interesting viewpoint of the nav sightings. Maneuvering with the minimum impulse controller on the way home is a lot more difficult than going out because of all the fuel we don't have now. Every little pulse really moves the spacecraft around.
Right, I understand you had too much control authority.
Now, yeah.
Lamp crews, beware.